Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his UK counterpart Keir Starmer for his party's remarkable victory in general elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to a positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership in all areas and fostering mutual growth and prosperity. PM Modi also thanked Mr. Rishi Sunak for his admirable leadership and his contributions in deepening the India-UK ties. Sir Keir Starmer has replaced Mr. Sunak as Prime Minister, ending the Tories' 14-year grip on power. Labour Party has won 412 seats in the new House of Commons. The Conservatives were reduced to a record low for them of 121 MPs. In his first speech as Prime Minister at Downing Street, Sir Keir pledged to get the country's struggling healthcare system back on track, secure British borders, and attend to the needs for schools and affordable homes. Meanwhile, Sir Keir has appointed his cabinet, making Angela Rayner the Deputy Prime Minister and Rachel Rees the country's first female Chancellor of the Exchequer. Sir Keir's cabinet included a record 11 women in the team of 25. Yvette Cooper has been appointed Home Secretary, David Lammy named Foreign Secretary, and John Healey appointed Defence Secretary. Other appointments include Shabana Mehmood as Justice Secretary, Wes Streeting as Health Secretary, Bridget Phillipson as Education Secretary, and Ed Miliband as Energy Secretary. British Indian MP Lisa Nandi has been appointed UK Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport by new Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lisa was re-elected with a thumping majority from Wigan in northwest England. The 44-year-old Lisa Nandi was among the final three contestants in the Labour Party's top leadership contest in January 2020. Lisa is the daughter of Calcutta-born academic Deepak Nandi and British mother Anne Louise Bayer. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will attend the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gopabandhu Das at Bhuvaneshwar. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the Gundicha Jatra car festival of Lord Jagannath at Puri. During her visit, the president will visit Udaygiri Caves and interact with the students of Vibhuti Kanungu College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture. Uttar Pradesh police has arrested Dev Prakash Madhukar in connection with a tragic stampede in Hathras that resulted in 121 deaths. Dev Prakash Madhukar was named as the main accused in the FIR filed by the police. Earlier, a reward of 1 lakh rupees for information regarding his whereabouts was also announced. The arrest came a day after the police nabbed 6 people in connection with the stampede. They were all members of the Satsang Organizing Committee. The stampede took place on Tuesday during the satsang by self-styled godman and preacher Narayan Sakar Hari, alias Bhole Baba. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMG, June 2024, today. The examination is being held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. Talking to Akashwani News, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra appealed to the FMG aspirants not to pay heed to the rumours of paper leak. Earlier in a statement, NBMS has also cautioned the FMG aspirants about the social media groups befooling them about the examination. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, has updated its forecast for global cereal production in 2024. The cereal supply and demand brief issued by FAO has pegged the global cereal production at 2,854 million tons, a new all-time high. In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 12 runs in the first match of the three-match T20 international series at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 190 for victory, Indian women scored 177 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, South Africa posted 189 for 4 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.